Test 6. Listening. Part 4.
Now turn to Part 4. Questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a teenage boy, Josh, and his friend Lucy about learning to drive. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for Part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Josh. I just saw you having your driving lesson. How did it go?
It was okay. I'm getting better. On most things, anyhow. I had to do some parking at the end and I kept getting that wrong. It must be the most difficult thing to learn.
I'm sure it's all hard. My sister's just learnt to drive. But I've decided to leave it for another year or two. I don't think I'm old enough, really. I don't want the responsibility, and I know I'd get nervous.
I know what you mean. I just don't want to keep asking my parents for lifts. They don't want to drive me everywhere, and it would be easier for them if I could drive.
It would be useful. I realise that. But what about your test? Are you ready to take that soon?
I'm not so sure. I think I'll need a few more lessons. If I took it next week, I don't think I'd do very well.
Well, I'm sure you'll be okay when you've had some more lessons. Are you going to get your own car after your test?
My parents have said they'll get one for me. They know I can't really afford it, and they don't mind helping.
You're very lucky. Are you planning to drive to college each day then, or is that too expensive?
I've thought about it, but I think the petrol would cost too much, and there's nowhere to park. I think I'll carry on getting a bus.
Maybe that's best, and it would be cheaper. Well, good luck with the lessons. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Thanks. See you soon.
Now listen again.
Hi, Josh. I just saw you having your driving lesson. How did it go?
It was okay. I'm getting better. On most things, anyhow. I had to do some parking at the end and I kept getting that wrong. It must be the most difficult thing to learn.
I'm sure it's all hard. My sister's just learnt to drive, but I've decided to leave it for another year or two. I don't think I'm old enough, really. I don't want the responsibility, and I know I'd get nervous.
I know what you mean. I just don't want to keep asking my parents for lifts. They don't want to drive me everywhere, and it would be easier for them if I could drive.
It would be useful. I realise that. But what about your test? Are you ready to take that soon?
I'm not so sure. I think I'll need a few more lessons. If I took it next week, I don't think I'd do very well.
Well, I'm sure you'll be okay when you've had some more lessons. Are you going to get your own car after your test?
My parents have said they'll get one for me. They know I can't really afford it, and they don't mind helping.
You're very lucky. Are you planning to drive to college each day then, or is that too expensive?
I've thought about it, but I think the petrol would cost too much and there's nowhere to park. I think I'll carry on getting a bus.
Maybe that's best, and it would be cheaper. Well, good luck with the lessons. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Thanks. See you soon.
That is the end of Part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.
Copyright Pearson Education Limited, 2006.